The ultra paused, then added almost casually, "It may amuse you to know that the signatures are moving south, down the peninsula, towards the reptile house." "Give the positions to me," I said. "I'll meet the kid and find out what he wants. It's possible he just wants to negotiate more arms. He may not have fingered you as the supplier." "Yeah," Kaweah said, "and I deal in fine wines. Forget it, Tanner. You think I need someone like you to handle a louse like Ryvich? You don't send a pro against an amateur." To Akanya, he said, "He's up country, you say. How far? What kind of territory?"
"That information can, of course, be provided."
"Fucking bloodsucker." For a moment his face was blank, then he smiled and pointed at the ultra. "I like you. I really like you. You're a fucking leech. Name your price, then. I don't need to know exactly where he is. Give me a positional fix accurate to, a few kilometers. Otherwise it just wouldn't be fun, would it?" "What the hell are you thinking of?" The words had jumped out of my mouth before I had time to censor them. Ryvich may be inexperienced, but that doesn't mean he isn't dangerous, especially if he has the kind of weapons the militia used against his family. "So it'll be sporting, then. A real safari. Maybe we'll catch us a hamadryad while we're at it."
"You like sport,"
Okanya said knowingly. I understood it, then. If Kaweah had not had this audience, he would never have acted like this. If we'd been back in the reptile house alone, he would have done the logical thing, ordered me or one of the men under me to take Ryvich out with no more ceremony than flushing a toilet. It would have been beneath him to waste his time with someone like Ryvich. But in front of the ultras, he could not be seen to show any weakness. He had to play the hunter. When all was over, when our ambush against Ryvich had failed, and when Geeta had been murdered, Kaweah with her, and Dieterling and myself injured, one thing became clearer than anything I had ever known in my life. It was my fault. I had allowed Geeta to die through my ineptitude. I had allowed Kaweah to die at the same time. The two deaths were horribly wedded. And Ryvich, his hands bloodied with the wife of the man he had really sworn vengeance against, had walked away unharmed, valiant. He must have thought Kaweah would survive too. His wounds couldn't have seemed as life-threatening as mine. Had Kaweah survived, Ryvich would have inflicted maximum pain on him over the maximum span of time, a victory far less trivial than simply killing the man. In Ryvich's plan, Kaweah would have had the rest of his life to miss Geeta. The pain of that loss would have been beyond words. I think she was the only living creature in the universe he was capable of loving. But Ryvich had taken her from me instead. I thought of the way Kaweah had laughed at Ryvich swearing vengeance. There had always been a fine line between the absurd and the chivalric. But that was exactly what I did, swearing that I would dedicate the rest of my life to killing Ryvich, avenging Geeta. If someone had told me then that I would have to die before bringing death to Ryvich, I think I would have quietly accepted that as part of the bargain. In Nueva Valparaiso, he had slipped through my fingers. At that point I'd been forced to take the gravest of decisions, whether to abandon Ryvich or continue chasing him beyond the system entirely. In hindsight, it hadn't been too difficult. "I don't remember there being any particular problems with Mr. Ryvich," Amelia said. "He had some transient amnesia, but it wasn't as severe a case as yours. It only lasted a few hours, and then he began to piece himself back together. Duscha wanted him to stay and have his implants attended to, but he was in quite a hurry to leave."
"Really?"